We are calling on the Minister and the Department of Health, as he has said to us he would do, that we would get into urgent negotiations to resolve the outstanding issues and even to look at the infrastructure for this. What hasn't happened is pharmacists weren't part of the task force. We have been told that the IPU will now have a place at the implementation body. So whilst this is announced as a great policy, there's a bit of work to go to do before this can actually happen. What it does mean is, yes, it does recognise the professionalism of pharmacists. It does recognise the service. It also recognises the access to pharmacies that patients have. 87% of Irish people live within 5 kilometres of a pharmacy. There's 2.1 million visits a week to an Irish pharmacy. So it is an untapped resource. And really, we want to work with patients, to work with our GP colleagues, to reduce pressure on GPs. The IPU surveys or the IPU research has said that we could save 1 million GP visits per year. That allows GPs to deal with far more complex cases and means their surgeries aren't being clogged up with conjunctivitis and thrush and allergic rhinitis. Mm. There's three of the eight conditions. We've been asked why we're not doing it for private patients and just making money out of it. I said, because we don't want to be part of a two-tier healthcare system. The vision behind SlaunchaCare is that it's based on the clinical need, not the patient's ability to pay, not the money in their pocket. In Donegal, we have a county with a huge medical card population. If we were to turn around and say, okay, we're only going to serve the 25 to 30% of people who can afford this, that wouldn't be professional healthcare.